Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here,
man? I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBM.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
On The Score.
You ate my beer!
Okay.
You know what time it is. It's Mark Grody time. We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He hosts our show with us. He's the Bears reporter. Bears. Mark Grody joining us from Palace Hall. Mark, what's going on at the Hall?
Oh, the Hall is alive and well. Layla and Marshall just got back inside from the Thursday glimpse of the practice. Guys out there in full pads going through their stretch. And as usual, there were guys missing once again. And a fresh injury report to come out a little bit later on today. Of course, the headliners today are the coordinators. We'll get into the locker room a little bit later on today as well. But front and center were the defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinator today. And why don't we start with the defensive coordinator today, and that would be Dennis Allen. And Kevin Byard and Tremaine Edmonds were specific in their complimenting of Dennis Allen on putting them in position to make interceptions. And Allen is asked how that has evolved.
It started in the spring, but it takes a little while. You know, the evaluation process takes a little while. And so, you know, as we've gotten used to, you know, what guys do really well, what guys maybe aren't quite as good at, you know, we're starting to learn a little bit in terms of how to put them in positions to, you know, accentuate the things that they do well and try to minimize the times you're asking them to do things that maybe they're not, you know, quite as good at. And that's a process that takes a lot of time. And look, I would say this. I'd say this is all a combination of a lot of different things. We've got a lot of really good assistant coaches that do a great job of coaching these guys, do a great job of, you know, giving them some tips and alerts, some things to look for. Technique-wise, they put them in the right spots. I think our assistant coaches do a great job. I think our guys are really starting to understand the things that we're asking them to do. And I think they're seeing some of the benefits of, hey, you know, listen, if we kind of do what we're supposed to do within the framework of the defense, you know, we're all going to have opportunities to make plays at some point in time. And I think they're beginning to trust each other. Cause a lot of times when you watch, you know, a lot of times when big plays happen, it's because somebody's trying to do somebody else's job. And now all of a sudden we're out of position. I think, you know, our guys have done a much better job, you know, of trusting in each other, trusting that the guy next to him is going to do their job, and then understanding, you know, as they watch the tape, where their opportunities to make plays are. And then when those opportunities have presented themselves, our guys have done a nice job of making the play.
Yeah, I love how thorough Dennis Allen is there. And it's funny, I don't know if using the word rejuvenate is right for the careers of Tremaine Edmonds and Kevin Byard, because not like they've been bad, but boy, it seems that so far, early on, through six games, what Dennis Allen is putting down is really resonating with those two guys.
Well, I think also, we knew Tremaine Edmonds was good. We saw it happen, just not on the Bears. You know, he comes here with a pedigree, and then he didn't produce the way we wanted to see him produce, and that was a big issue. And then you figured that somebody else comes in with a different defense and that would make him look better, and it did. Like, that, it can be as simple as a scheme change. How is Matt Eberflus making the Dallas defense look right now?
Yeah, it's true, Layla. And look, I think I played it for you guys, and I think we discussed it on the show many times. The clues seem to be adding up with Tremaine Edmonds that even though Eberflus probably had a lot to do with Edmonds coming to the Bears in the first place, the word of Eberflus did not resonate with Tremaine Edmonds. I am very comfortable in saying that was not a, I'm not saying it personally was a bad relationship. I highly doubt that, because that's just not the way Tremaine is.
Right.
But he was not enthusiastic at the positions in which Matt Eberflus put him. Obviously, they have done something with Tremaine Edmonds this year that, quite frankly, I could tell you guys now, he was a little uncomfortable with, you know, playing the weak side early on in training camp. Remember when he went through that change? And now, being as athletic as he is, allowing him to use that athleticism, which is required of your weak side linebacker, it's starting to pop. And I look curious to see how it continues to evolve with him and with TJ Edwards, for that matter.
It's interesting because the linebacker thing, Clay Harbor was just here in studio talking about how good that tandem looks. He said they're as good as any, 1-2 punch at linebacker in the league. I concur based on what we've seen from Dennis Allen and the way he's utilized both those guys. Now you're just hoping that front four holds up. And if that's the case, then the Bears and this idea that they can't stop the run, you can kind of equalize that content. That's why I do want Lamar Jackson to play this week, because I want to see how far this Bears defense has come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm with you on that, Marshall. And Grady Jarrett did not agree with me yesterday.
I heard that.
I'm in the Grady Jarrett camp. I want the easiest game possible for myself.
Yeah, well, I think I took the cues of Jalen Johnson in the past, who is always like, oh, yeah, I want a piece of Justin Jefferson. I don't want fill-in-the-blank backup wide receiver. Kevin Byard yesterday in the locker room was saying similar things. Yeah, I want the best. I want to go up against the best. I totally saw where Grady Jarrett, like, I'm not, I totally understand where, that's why I prefaced my question with, this might be a dumb question. And for people who did not hear it, Jarrett, I prefaced my question to Grady Jarrett with that, and I asked him if he would prefer that Lamar Jackson played for the challenge, and he kind of looked at me and said, well, you said it. Dumb question.
Yeah, you set yourself up with that when you led.
I did.
I've said that, too. I'm like, sometimes I have a theory, and that's the point. If you're really curious about it, then you want to know the answer. And Grady Jarrett respects Lamar Jackson, which makes sense.
This might be a dumb question, but would you prefer that Lamar Jackson not play, or do you like the challenge of going up against him?
I mean, you said it before I said it.
Dumb question, huh?
Anything else, y'all?
Fair enough.
It's the anything else, y'all?
No, the fair enough, too, is pretty good.
Hey, I knew it might be coming. I was like, I was fully, you know, you guys know this as veteran reporters yourselves. You got to be ready for anything. You got to be ready for a two-word answer. You got to be ready for them to take exception to what you're saying. So I think that, I was thoroughly and for the record, he did take more questions after that. It's not like I ruined the scrum. He was smiling.
How is he?
That's an even better question, Layla. How is he?
Seriously.
He seems like he's fine. No, I mean, that was honestly, and this is in there too. This is we have that back in the shop. The first two questions that I asked him on the microphone yesterday were about how is he doing? And he kind of gave, like paraphrasing, the answer that he gave me was it sounded a whole lot like it's up to the coaches, it's up to management, all that kind of stuff. So I fired back at him saying, it sounds to me like you're ready to play, that you want to get out there, and it's just up to them. And he just kind of towed the company line again. You know, it's up to them. I feel like he's itching to get out there, and he is just going along with the program and listening to what the training staff is saying and the coaches are saying. But as I've told you guys any number of times, and he still hasn't said it or admitted it, you know, I'm pretty sure he had some sort of procedure during the bye week.
Mark, let's talk about the offense a little bit, because I know Caleb Williams, we've been examining his kind of admittance that he's not in a great place right now with throwing on the run.
Yeah, it's been a big deal now going on a couple of weeks, Marshall. So I took a stab at the question with Declan Doyle, the offensive coordinator.
Caleb now for the last couple of weeks has been lamenting his inability to throw on the run as well as he had in the past. What's he missing? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I think part of it is, it can be inaccuracy. It can be, hey, I missed a throw. Other times it's, hey, we're not on the same page. And so it may look different to you as you're watching it than maybe it looks to us in the film room saying, hey, those two guys aren't on the same page. So I think you're coaching it off of the play as you go. We've kind of implemented some of those things in practice as far as him breaking contain and really emphasizing how that needs to look and giving him shots at it in real time in practice.
How much of that is the receivers to have that chemistry line up?
I think it's always on all of us. It's always a collection of the wideouts doing the right thing and him being on the same page as them, as well as our O-line, you know, blocking through the echo of the whistle, as you know, the tight ends are involved in that. But anytime we break contain, it really falls on all of us to put ourselves in the right place.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a work in progress that, you know, you heard. I thought it was key to hear Declan Doyle talking about how much they are practicing it. We don't obviously get to see what they're doing on the practice field, just the glimpse. But as Caleb has said, he's going to get that part right because it's a lot of where his value is.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm glad they're having the discussions. And as I said to Marshall earlier on the show, Mark, I feel like it's a good time to have them because you're winning and it's okay to take some risks and try to figure this out when you know other areas of your team can help pick you up.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. And it's like, it's pretty cool still. And we know how spectacular it can be when a quarterback is on the run. And yeah, obviously you we could all see the first down marker and it's like, just run, dude. but it's even cooler though, and Caleb knows this and we all know it, when he can make a 37-yard pass down the field to an open receiver. It's just a matter of making sure that is more definite, making sure that is more open, and not covered or blanketed by two guys in the secondary. It's just making smart decisions for Caleb Williams.
Mark Grody, we always appreciate the time from Hallis Hall. I know you'll have another Bears hit on the afternoon show, correct?
I will. I will be on at I'm scheduled to be on with the boys at 4:25 after I get out of the locker room today. And I would also just like to say happy Paul Konerko Day to everybody who celebrates. 20 years ago today, Paul Konerko belted a grand slam in Game 2 of the World Series. I was there, and it was one of the loudest roars I have heard in all my years of covering Chicago sports. And I know we talk a lot about the roars at Wrigley Field, and they're big, and the United Center, and the 90s, and Soldier Field, and the 80s. But, man, that was devastating. Not to mention the walk-off homer by Scott Podsednik in that same game. So happy anniversary to the Chicago White Sox.
Aww. Love that.
See, I got kickers now, guys. Look at me out here. I got kickers.
Well, yeah, so do layers. The Bears. Multiples.
That too.
You're right. Oh, by the way, yeah, Richard Hightower. I did ask Richard at the end. I said, well, how's Cairo? And got the company line. He's like, well, I'll leave the injuries up to the head coach, but he's doing much better at all that. He was out at practice yesterday. Can't tell you if he was out there today yet, though.
And then head coach says, I'll leave it up to GM. And then GM says, I'll leave it up to owner. And owner's like, I'm going to leave it up to God. You know, that's how that goes.
And then first I got to watch the tape. And yes. Then we'll get back yes. to God.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that's where the chain of command ends up going.
Thanks. Spot on, Layla.
Thanks so much, Mark. We look forward to talking to you in studio tomorrow.
Can't wait to see
Bye,
you, Mark.
Guys. Bye, see
Mark.
You guys.
Bears.
Bye.
He didn't say Bears.
TTN.
That too. TTN. Mark's on the Take the North podcast. Mark asked Caleb Williams a question yesterday about Ben Johnson. That was a little awkward, but he had to do it for the people because the Wiener Circle issued another possible scenario for free hot dogs. So we will parse it through next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.